Week number two. The audio for this week is called The Best Part, and the pamphlet that you're invited to read is called Behold the Lamb of God. The purpose of this pamphlet is to help you find a substitute when you cannot come for your hour. It can also be used by your substitute to help them spend the hour in the chapel. In this time, more than any other, the need for each person to have their own substitute is essential. Adorers might need a substitute more often because health services have recommended people to stay home when they feel even mildly unwell. Finding a substitute is a wonderful opportunity to share with others the blessing of spending time with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. For this reason, it is ideal to ask someone who is not already on the schedule. This person can be anyone, a family member, friend, neighbour, colleague, or that person whom you have always wanted to reach out to but cannot seem to find the words or the ability to help them. Jesus can. And in this way, we can, as Scripture says, offer others the consolation that we have received from God ourselves. Some people ask, does this person need to be a Catholic? Cardinal Ivan Diaz gave the answer at the Synod on the Eucharist. He said, "The adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament is available to everyone, even to Catholics who for any reason cannot receive Jesus in Holy Communion, and to persons of other faiths." During this time of renewal, please give some thought to who you can ask to be your substitute. Give them a copy of this pamphlet explaining they can use it in the chapel if they need something to help them spend the hour. You can also share a copy of the audio talks with them to give them more motivation. It is ideal to have two or three substitutes so that if one is not available, another one might be. It is also appropriate for adorers to share their substitutes. Pope John Paul II prayed, "Let us contemplate the Eucharist with the eyes of Mary. The Church offers Christ, the bread of salvation, to all peoples, that they may recognize him and accept him as the only Saviour of mankind."